MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 3, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Brightening skies today, low to mid-70s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:51 a.m. and 11:58 p.m. The 4th of July weekend celebrations are continuing, but with some changes due to weather forecasts. The Lynn and Swampscott combined fireworks celebration has been postponed from tonight until Wednesday night, July 5. This is Mayor Jared Nicholson speaking before the postponement announcement.
4th of July celebrations are really a marquee Lynn event. July 3rd, that evening, there will be a concert at Red Rock that is going to be a lot of fun, and will be followed by an amazing fireworks display that we do in partnership with the town of Swampscott and all our amazing sponsors. So that's a wonderful event.
The city of Lynn is planning many additional activities this summer.
There's so much to do in Lynn over the course of the summer. The Lynn Museum has great programming for students. We have some amazing restaurants, including James Beard finalist, as well as some local favorites. The Lynn Auditorium continues to show amazing acts all summer long. And then, of course, a popular summer activity is hiking, and we have the jewel of Lynn Woods. And, you know, in terms of events, those kinds of concerts at Red Rock happen throughout the summer. We also have movie nights that the city does with our Parks and Recreation Department at parks around the city. And we'll culminate the programming later this summer with our second annual Lynn Side Out Festival that brings City Hall out into the community.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. Gloucester has postponed its fireworks tonight. Our website has a post up with details on the event. As of this recording, Beverly still is planning on its fireworks tonight. And tomorrow night, July 4, Salem will be lighting the sky. This is Mayor Dominic Pangelo.
I'm really excited for it. You know, it's my first opportunity to participate in the 4th of July in Salem as mayor, and I don't think any place does the 4th quite like Salem does. We're excited to have the Hillier Festival Orchestra back down at Derby Wharf for our, I think now a few decades old celebration of live music, you know, the kids' space with activities and the parade with the veterans, color guard, and Witch Pitch will be singing the national anthem, and then the fireworks, which will go off 9:15 from the end of Derby Wharf. It's just really a special event. Salem has a lot of history that people are familiar with, but we also have a lot of connections to the history of America's story and the American Revolution, and it's a special place to be able to celebrate the birth of the nation.
That's Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo. And Marblehead will be firing off their fireworks on the 4th. If we get any weather-related updates today, we'll add them here on the North Shore Today Post. Maritime days are underway in Newburyport. The Custom House Maritime Museum is hosting Tall Ship Neo Trinidad this week. The original Trinidad sailed around the world between 1519 and 1522. This stunning 200-ton sailing vessel is a replica of Magellan's historic ship. Having the ship in Newburyport is part of a fundraiser for the Custom House Museum. Bob Cronin, a former city councilor in Newburyport, was a guest on last week's Mayor's Corner with Mayor Sean Reardon, and he talks about the Trinidad arriving.
I want to give kudos to the Harbor Master Department for getting the ship safely over the Newbury Bar and into port under some interesting conditions. I was out there with the second officer of the Trinidad, and that was an experience in itself. So what we're going to do on Thursday is get Trinidad off the dock at about 7:30 a.m., and we're going to bring it out to the mouth of the river, basically near Plum Island Point, make a U-turn, and have it come back in just as it was planned to do, so everybody will have an opportunity to see the ship underway yet again. It is here until July 9th for tours, and July 10th it will leave with the outgoing tide.
That's Bob Cronin, and visitors can tour the Trinidad this week in Newburyport. Police in Newburyport released the name of a pedestrian who was struck and killed last weekend in the city. WFXT-TV reports today that 41-year-old Mercy Kamani was struck by a vehicle on Saturday, June 24. Gloucester firefighters were able to save a lobster boat after it was reported to be on fire just off 95 East Main Street, according to Deputy Fire Chief Phil Harvey.
A gentleman who ties up down there was down, just happened to be checking his boat this morning, found that a boat that was tied on the outside of him had had smoke showing from below the deck. When we got there, small amount of fire. We were able to move the caller's boat out, pulled this other vessel in, and we had to make access to through the floor with a chainsaw. But small fire, we were able to extinguish it pretty quickly. Minimal damage. Gentleman who owns the boat will be able to should be able to get up and get back to work in short order.
That's Gloucester Fire Department Deputy Chief Phil Harvey. Happy 4th, everybody. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox beat the Blue Jays yesterday 5-4. They sweep a three-game series in Toronto. They are now 7-0 against the Jays this season. The Red Sox are off today. They'll host Texas tomorrow at Fenway. First pitch at 1:35. The Bruins are bringing back Milan Lucic.
Hey, Bruins fans. I'm so excited to be back. I missed you guys so, so much. Can't wait for opening night in October. I'll see you guys then. Can't wait to be back in black and gold.
Now, the Bruins lost early in the Stanley Cup playoffs this spring, and it appears that New England sports fans just shook off the loss. No big deal. On Unanchored Boston with Bob Lobel and Mike Lynch, sports writer Sean McAdam discusses the Bruins' early playoff exit.
For instance, the Bruins season, you know, a terrific record-setting regular season followed by an upset in the first round. I think people are able to just shrug that off and go on to the next thing. And that wasn't something that was done 30 years ago. People would wallow in too many men on the ice in Montreal or wallow in, Glenn Wesley hitting the crossbar in overtime or, you know, any of those kind of losses used to stick with us a lot longer because we had no championships to fall back on. Now that there are championships, even if it's not that particular sport, I think people find it easier to move on and start focusing on what's next on the sports calendar.
The Unanchored Boston podcast can be heard right here each week on our website. In North Shore sports, in District 15 Little League action tonight, Amesbury plays at Ipswich, first pitch at 7:30. The North Shore Navigators are on the road tonight playing at Sanford. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Have a safe and happy 4th of July holiday week. Again, thanks for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.